From the Collected Works of C.R. Lama by James Lowe. Chapter 10. Brief Teachings. In his introduction to the book, James explains that its purpose is to give a glimpse into the range of interests and styles of one of the first lamas to freely communicate with the modern world. This chapter comprises a range of short notes made when C.R. Lama was explaining texts. He talked very quickly and demanded full attention. These notes give a sense of the condensed and direct way he made his points. They have meanings which are revealed by calm reflection on one's own existence. Teaching 1. Stay on the one point of presence. The main point of all Dzogchen teaching is that everything is empty. Emptiness, or shunyata, is the ground of all experience. Many different words are used to describe it, but it is always the same. Whatever we hear, or see, or touch, or taste, or smell, or feel, or think, is simply emptiness, which is both empty and radiant. Recognizing that all these are manifestations of the empty ground, our grasping at them as being something truly real stops. If you have a body, then you have eyes and ears. When you die, eyes and ears no longer function, but the mind is still present. When alive, I am Mr. A, but when I die, the dead body is Mr. A. Mind always has the same nature. It is empty and open, whatever occurs. What comes in the mind arises due to some reason. For example, what I see is already filtered. I say, this is my friend or my enemy. It is good or bad. Similarly, through the ear, I say the sound is sweet or not. What we hear evokes many different ideas, maybe with desire, maybe with anger. At that moment, don't look for future thoughts and don't go after past thoughts, just stay in the middle. For example, if you suddenly think, I want my enemy to die, don't try to antidote this bad thought with a good thought, just leave it there. Don't grasp after any movement that comes into the mind. Just stay on this one point of presence and leave the movement to do what it will. This is Rigpe Rangdrol, self-liberating awareness. Awareness naturally comes free by itself in the Dharmakaya. It is never caught, never trapped. 3 months before he died, the son of Dujon Limpa wrote this for C.R. Lama. First thought, not stop. Next thought, not wait for. Hold middle point. Always keep original nature. All jinners go that way.